The reading is from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Your fellow redeemed. Lepers were considered vile and unclean by all. The law demanded that they be physically separated from society, living in colonies in total isolation, far from friends and loved ones, doomed to a lonely and impoverished life until at last death could be their final release. Lepers were considered cursed by God. For one to be struck with such a disease, they or perhaps their parents must have been guilty of some heinous sin. This is near the end of Jesus' earthly life. He is en route to Jerusalem to be falsely accused, condemned, and executed like a leper, abandoned, separated from the people, cursed by God, lifted up on a cross. As Jesus draws near to Jerusalem through Samaria, he enters a village, and the lepers, having heard of his power, cry out from afar, "Jesus, have mercy." They don't cry out for healing. They simply cry out for mercy. Their suffering was beyond bodily ills. They were distraught, condemned, castaways. They needed far more than physical relief. They wanted mercy upon their whole being and existence. They wanted release from the sins that brought this curse upon them. Jesus, in perfect obedience to the Old Testament law, commands them to go to the priests in the temple. And our text says that they went to show themselves and offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. They obeyed even before they were cleansed. And as they were going, trusting his command and implied promise of healing, they see then that they were healed. 9 were Jews, as intimated by the text, and they just kept running to the temple, with each step probably examining themselves and each other on the way, touching and removing their rags in amazement as they ran. Overcome with joy, they just kept heading for Jerusalem. Perhaps they thought, "Well, we must be doing something right. We obeyed. We're going. Let's not ruin it by stopping." I would have been one of the 9, filled with amazement and even thanksgiving. I would have run to the priests in the temple to offer sacrifice, a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Little did the 9 know, and little would I have known, that the animal sacrifice made on my behalf would have been pointing back to the man I fled from, the very Jesus, and his blood yet to be shed for me and for all the world. Much less would I have understood, except by a miracle of grace, that the sacrifice of thanksgiving was pointing to the cleansing that would be mine in all the worlds, the healing gift of forgiveness, the resurrection, and eternal life. The nine went in obedience and with thanksgiving in their hearts, a thanksgiving that perhaps you and I can't even imagine. So where did they go wrong? They simply forgot about Jesus. In their excitement and temporal joy, they lost the chance to truly know who Jesus was, the creator of heaven and earth, the redeemer, he who would make all things new, he who had the greater healing they needed, the very healing he had come to give. We are tempted to think we are doing well and living according to the law. I'm obedient in my tasks, faithful to my wife, try to be gentle, kind, generous to colleagues and neighbors. The nine did indeed do something good, but they did not kneel in true worship to God, the Lord, Jesus. Jesus is the only faithful one, the true sacrifice, the true high priest, the true temple. All the Old Testament enthusiasm, obedience, and ceremony, and all our enthusiasm, obedience, and ceremony amount to nothing if we do not kneel before Jesus and worship him as Lord, Creator, Redeemer, and for his sacrifice and the cleansing that he alone has come to give. Like the 10 lepers, we will get sick, we will grow old, we will die. Yet we have been cleansed of the greatest form of leprosy, our own sin, which can destroy our bodies and souls forever. We have been cleansed and restored. To more than our loved ones in the community of this fallen race, we have been reunited with God forever. The faith of the one Samaritan is remarkable indeed. He knew where to go and kneel and give thanks. He knew the source and font of his divine mercy and healing. We're all guilty of heinous sin. We all deserve God's punishment. We deserve to be distraught, condemned, castaways, but we have been healed by Jesus. Like the nine, we too can forget about Jesus, even in our thankfulness. Without Jesus, our thankfulness becomes shallow, unspiritual, completely disconnected to faith, useless, a clanging gong and a sounding cymbal. We can get caught over and over again in the desire to be zealous, obedient, enthusiastic, ceremonially right, all in thanksgiving. But to the extent that our obsession with obedience, even in thankfulness, we can often forget about Jesus. We are here to kneel before Jesus. We live to kneel before Jesus. For our cleansing from sin, and to be clothed in his pure righteousness that leads to life eternal. We come before his presence, remembering his sacrifice in our stead, given to us in our baptism every day through repentance and faith. And thus Jesus here teaches us through this Samaritan. Jesus is the temple sacrifice. He is the temple in the flesh, the very holy of holies, Yahweh. In him is our mercy. In him is our cleansing. In him we are reunited with God and reunited with one another. In him and only in him, all that is vile about us is removed. In him we are made new, healed, and given complete restoration. Now, every day, by grace, through faith, on our last day, and forever. Amen.